to caught up. So you're going to click on Visual Studio 2012, and that's what we want to bring up. You can use either 2012 or 2012 Express if you want to download it at home. And you can download through DreamSpac, or the Express is available free if you just go to Microsoft and say you want to download 2012 Express. And 2012 is what we have here. There is a 2013. We frequently are one version behind here because the textbooks are frequently one version behind. So we use 2012 because there's a textbook for 2012, but there wasn't a textbook for 2013 when we needed a textbook in the spring. So, therefore, we frequently stay one version behind. It doesn't matter. They're very similar. So, if you want to download it at home, you can go to DreamSpac and do it. Alice, I am leaving you to kind of try to figure out, because it's an extra credit assignment, if you want to do it. There are all those examples in Balls Bounce. Tonight is the IT roundtable, and it's from 5 to 7, despite the fact that it says 5 to 8, but it's 5 to 7. If you can come, it would be great to come, because we got a bunch of guys from different companies around here that are potential employers. And also just because they're going to be talking about careers and what jobs are like in IT and the different kinds of jobs, and there's going to be chances to ask kinds of questions. And we like to try to have an audience that's big enough so these guys don't say, why did I come? Okay, so you want to get 20 people there at least if you can, so that they at least feel like they were doing something beneficial as opposed to talking to two or three people. So anyway, if you come and write up a paragraph or two, you get extra credit, and most of you either are behind on something, so need extra credit, or you have set up so that you can mess up the final. I always like extra credit because it gives me flex on the final. Okay, so either way, try to come if you can. On Thursday, an ex-student of ours from Meditech is going to come in and talk about working for Meditech. So he's going to come in around 11:30 and talk about working for Meditech. So that's going to be in class. So basically, and then let's see, the next week, Pat McDonough, who used to be Carolyn, is going to come in and talk about his job. He graduated in June last year and got a job fairly soon afterward and has been working in the field. And he used to be, as I said, our SI. And so he said he would love to come back, and his company gives him a couple of days to go out and do community service, and coming back here counts as community service. So he's going to come back and talk next Tuesday, I believe. So we're giving you loads of information about careers right now and a kind of big, lots of information. Okay, so in the time while I've been talking, has Microsoft loaded for you? Hopefully. Okay, you're going in to get Microsoft 2012, and again, you can get either the Express Edition if you're downloading at home, which you can download for free, or you can get the full version via DreamSpac. And this is what it looks like when it comes up. Okay, how many people have it up? It looks like most of you are getting it up, or it's getting there, or you're sitting next to somebody that you're... Okay. Try getting it up.
Getting it
up. Huh?
What?
And again, the way you're going to get it is to go into all programs, Microsoft Visual Studio 2012, Visual Studio 2012. okay, and click on that, and it will take its time loading, okay? Okay, so I want to do a new project, so I'm going to do File, New Project. Okay, so when I do File, New Project, this is the form that comes up. If you are doing the Express version, one of these lines, and I believe it's the bottom line, doesn't come up. But you get to fill it in a minute. Okay, so the first thing that you can do is tell it where you want to store what you're doing. Okay? And it came up here with the T drive as the default. Okay, so if you want the T drive to be the default, and if that's what came up for you, then you can let it go to the T drive. If you have a flash drive with you, I'd suggest that you change it and put it on the flash drive so that you have the copy with you. Okay, but it's up to you where you want to put it. So I'm going to... You can also browse and go and find a subfolder or whatever else you want to do it on. I'm going to put it on the F drive, and so I've selected that folder. Okay, so I'm putting it on the F drive, and I've selected that folder. Now I decide what I'm going to call it. And I'm going to call it... My first fall 15. Okay? And notice that duplicates when I type in the name, it duplicates under the solution. Now I want to have create directory for solution checked because I want it to create a directory to put this in. So I want to have that checked. Okay, is everybody with me so far? Okay, and be sure you do this, that you get it where you want it to be, because it's a pain in the neck to move. Okay, so get it where you want it to be, and then you're all set, and you click OK. And you patiently wait. Or not so patient. Okay, these are the four things that you need to see when it comes up. Is everybody seeing these four things?
I'm running different versions now.
I just kind of clicking on the side and
it shows up. Pardon me?
There's like the tabs on the side for me and I just have to click and it shows up.
Okay. And Carolyn, this is where you... get called into play if somebody's having trouble getting it to come up. Anybody having problems? Yes, it does do that. Okay, so what I've got here is the form that I'm going to put things on. I have got over here a toolbox of different kinds of things that I can put on the form. Over here, it talks about the form, and the form is part of the application called My First F15. And down here are the properties that we can set for the things on the form. So this is going to be a far cry from JavaScript. JavaScript is basically primitive compared to this. Very effective, but... a pain in the neck sometimes. Visual Basic will hold your hand and point out your errors to you and be very involved in what you're doing, occasionally too involved, but it will be very involved. So, if I start with my form and I decide that I want to, for example, take in somebody's name, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to click on label and come over here and draw a label. Okay, and I can, as a matter of fact, drag it as opposed to go over and drawing it. I can drag it over. So I dragged over a label. Okay, so now I've got the label and I want to name it. Okay, so I am going to go up and notice right now this properties are done by category. I prefer that it be done alphabetically and then I don't have to figure out what category they're talking about. So see that second thing over where it says alphabetically? I'm going to click on that and now the properties are in order alphabetically. Except not quite. The one that I really kind of need is up at the top because they put it in parentheses, so it kind of comes up at the top, which is fine. In fact, good. So I'm going to change this label and I'm going to call it LBL name. So I changed that and I am calling it LBL name. So I changed its name. Okay. And that's now the name of the field. Okay, so I've now named the field LBL. Now, the standard that you use, if you want to follow what they're doing, is LBL stands for label. TXT stands for a text box. BTN stands for a button. And those are the main ones we're going to use right now. Do you have to use those? No. Does it make you look like you know what you're doing? Yes. So it's a good thing to do just because it makes you look like you're doing, you know what you're doing. Okay? So, I am calling this LBL, and usually the LBL is written in lowercase. Then whatever you're actually calling it is written with the first letter capital. So they write it as LBL name with a capital N. Okay? And again, it doesn't matter. I could have written this anything I want to as long as I'm consistent. But that is the way that the professionals do it. Okay? So I've now got label name, and I would like something else to appear on the form other than LB label 1. So I scroll down here to text, where you can see that it says label 1, and I'm going to change that, and I'm going to write NAME colon, meaning that I want them to enter a name. So I wrote NAME colon. And then when I click someplace else, notice that now up here, what used to say label 1 now says NAME colon. Okay? So now I want to put on a text box where they can enter a name. So I'm making a text box up here. And that text box is where I want them to enter somebody's name. Okay? So, in the text box, I'm going to go and change its property and make the name TXT name. Okay? Because that's the text box that's going to contain the name. So I'm naming that TXT name. Okay. So, now I've got a name and a text box. The next thing I'm going to do is put on a button. So I'm going to have a button come over here. And I'm going to call this BTN click. So that's my click. That's the button I'm going to click to do something. So I'm calling it BTN click. Okay, and then I go down to the text for that. And I go in here and say click, because that's what I want the name of the button to be, is click. And so now the button is called click. Okay. Now I want a text box where I can have a message put out. So I'm putting on a text box, and I am going to call that text message. Okay, so I've called that text message. So I now have a place for a message box. So I now have four things on this form. I have a place where I want the user to enter in data. I have a button that's going to cause something to happen. And what it's going to cause to happen is to put something in my message down here. Okay? So, that is setting up my form. Okay? And I've got my form all set. Questions? You sure? You've done a good job, Carolyn. Okay, so now I come over to this button and I double click on it. And look what comes up. It makes an event called the click event. Okay, this is an event and it's known as the click event. So I have here a subroutine. And it belongs to this program, so they call it private. It's a subroutine, and it gave the subroutine a name. And the name is the combination of the name I gave the button click, underscore click, which is an event. Okay, so this is the button name. And this is the event. And right now, everything we're going to do is going to be a click event. But there are other kinds of events that we can get into. Okay? So, I have a button that has a name, and I have an event. And then it fills in the other stuff that it needs, one of which is that it handles button click. Clicked. It handles the click on button click. And it sets up this as an object. Okay, so now I get to come in here and, did I take a picture of that? I need to come in here and tell it what I want to do when that button got clicked. Okay, so what I'm going to tell it is text message, and notice how it very nicely comes up and shows you what it thinks you're trying to type and agrees to help you, so you can just click on that and it will put it in. Okay, so it says text message, and then I put dot text. Text message dot text. Okay, so what does that mean? That means the text property of text message. I want to change the text property. Okay, so if we go back and think about the form, we put on the form for my label, we made the text say name. For my button, we made the text say click. Now what we're saying is we want to change the text inside that box called text message. Okay, so I haven't completed it, so it's upset with me, and it's put a squiggly line under it to tell me that I messed up, and it will do that constantly. Okay, so I didn't finish anything, I just wrote that, and I'm getting the squiggly line telling me that that's not legal. I can't just leave it like that, but I'm not planning to. So I'm going to come over here and put an equal sign. And then I'm going to say, I want to say hello. And I want to concatenate that with text name.text. So I want to take the name, whatever somebody types in the name field, I want to say hello, concatenated with, and the concatenate is a plus, with text name.text, and then assign it to text message.text. So again, the line that I wrote says text message.text equals hello, concatenated with text name.text. Questions? Okay, so now we're going to run this. And so we come up here and we click on the little sideways triangle or half a diamond or whatever next to start. So I click on that. And it loads the form. And again, we have this problem of that little thing that has nothing to do with Visual Basic and everything to do with SmartBoard. So we're going to pretend it's not there. Okay. So I'm going to say name Susan Ash. Okay. So I typed in the name. And when I click, it says, hello, Susan Ash. So it took and put hello, Susan Ash, into the message area that I call text message after I put the name in text name. Okay. Questions? Yeah.
How'd you run that test?
I clicked on the diamond next to the stop, which has now gone away. And to stop, I click on that little rectangle.
All right.
Okay. So to stop the processing, I click on that little rectangle right there. Stop debugging. So I click on that rectangle right there when I want to stop the processing. All you people with a cold, stay away from me. Okay. Yes. So now I have up here at the top Form 1BB and Form 1BB design. Form 1DB is the code, and I can go back and forth. If I want to see the form itself, I click on Form 1 Design. If I want to see the code, I click on Form 1. So I can go back and forth depending on what I want to see. Well, I decided that maybe I would like to change some things on here. So I'm going to say on the message, and I've got all of these different kinds of things that I can change. Okay, so I'm going to go in and change the font. So I'm clicking on font. And notice it came up with three little dots next to the word font, which are right there. If I make this a little bigger, it's easier to see. There's the three little dots. I click on those, and it comes up with a lot of information about font. So it tells me what font it's using. It tells me that it's using it regular and that it's 8 characters. Well, I want it to be bigger. So I'm making it 14 and I'm making it bold. Okay, so that's going to make it bigger. And then I'm going to click on OK. And now if I run this, okay, I'm going to put in John Doe and click OK. And it now says, hello, John Doe, in a big font and it's in bold. So by changing those properties, I got it to say, hello, John Doe, in big letters. Now I decided I would like to go back and change the color. So I'm clicking on the rectangle to get out. I'm going to the properties and I'm picking four color. And four color, I want to do custom. So I'm clicking on custom. And then I'm going to pick red. So my four color is going to be red. And so now if I run this, and I say, hello, Bob Smith. And I click, and hello, Bob Smith is now a big font, it's bold, and it is red. So I can change my properties that are associated with the field. Now, if I want to change my property that's associated with the whole form, I can go in and look for background color, hit background color, hit the arrow, down arrow next to it, pick custom, and say that I want maybe beige as my background. That didn't look terribly beige, but anyway. Maybe that one is more so? Yeah, a little more so. So I've now set a background color. So I can go in and with properties, I can set different things different ways. Questions? Okay, now I want you to make one. So I want you to start from the beginning and let's say that you make, or you can actually, if you want to start from this, let's add a field called major. And when you click, say, hello, John Doe, you are a whatever they put in for the major. You are a CI major or whatever. So let's change this so that you put in major, and you can continue working with this one or you can start from scratch. But you can move things around so that, actually that's not what I meant to do, but that's all right, so I'll get out. If I want to, I can move this down, I can move the click down so I can fit a major in there, and I can go ahead and add something. So, okay, go in and play with it, and as I said, you can either choose to start from scratch or you can choose to add something to it. And I should have also said that periodically you should do a file, save all, so that you save everything. File, save all will save it. So that if you mess up, you haven't lost it. Okay, file, save all. I'm just not sure whether, but go back and change the names, the TXT name and TXT message.
Yeah, I'm not sure the name is in the zip code. So now I'll change it.
Change it back to the area, yeah.
Wait a minute, that's not the right place for me.
It's just that plain old field call name.
I didn't see that.
You've got it down here under accessible name. Yeah, no, that's what I suddenly noticed when I went over there. No, it's name. Okay, well, if you click on this, it gets you out there. Click on that. And now pull up the top. And now you see it. Right, if you do it, I really suggest that you click on the alphabetic. It just makes it easier to find things. Other questions? And you even have a neat background. Actually, I'm curious. I want to take attendance tonight because I'm curious. We're missing a bunch of people. I'm curious who.
Oh, can I get a pen? Thank you.
Okay, has everybody got something working? Was that a no? I think that's all you had to do.
Oh, we were right about the
Is it still not working?
No.
Did you take out accessible names?
I got out all those errors, but now there's a new one.
I pilot will change the cost district. It's a commercial pilot. Some button one, but that's what we call the button one, let's see, we call the button one. Okay, so we call the button one, so we'll get that. So sub button one, please. Has everybody got something? Anybody got any more questions? Okay. So again, if I want to save this, I say file, save all. Okay? So now what I want to do is talk about how you can open something. So if you go to my site and you go into programs, there are some programs there. And one of them says First Math, so I don't remember which is which, so we'll go with First Math. So download that and unzip it.
No, we're low today, so I want to call it pretty generous. I'm curious. Mostly curious.
Okay, so download firstmath.zip. And again, save it on the T drive if you want to, or I would suggest saving it on a flash drive. So I just double clicked on it and said save link as, and it saves it and then unzip it. But I don't know how you do it. So now I'm going to say file, and I want to close the solution. Okay? And I'm going to do file, open project, and I'm going to go to my flash drive, and I'm looking for First Math. So I'm finding First Math, and when I see the SLM, that's what I want to open. So just kind of keep clicking on First Math, and when you see the SLM, you can open it. Okay. If it doesn't come up so that you see the form, click on Form Math, and it will bring it up.
Okay, so Form Math will bring it up. Sometimes it doesn't open, sometimes it does. But if you click on Form Math or Form 1, I happen to change the name of this form, so it's called Form Math.
Okay? And the one that we did, we left it as Form 1, because we're only using one form, so the form is fine. Okay, but in this one, I changed it to Form Math. Okay, so what I've got here is I put on a couple of text boxes. Labels, a couple of text boxes, three of them, and a whole load of buttons to do different things. So I've got a whole load of buttons. So if I click on any one of these, for example, I click on First Number, it comes down here, and I can see what I called it. I called it Label First, and I can see all of its properties right there. If I click on a text box, it comes up, and I can see that I called it Text First. And I can see properties about that. If I click on a button, I can see I called this button add. Okay, and I can see it two places if I scroll up to get the name. I can see button add. So the first thing I did was I set up this form and I gave these all LDL names, these TXT names, and these BTN names. And so I have a whole load of buttons going on there. Okay, so if I click on the add button, I can see what's going to happen with the ad. So bring this up and click on the add button. Okay, so you can see what's happening with the ad. Notice there that I am stuck with the same problem that I was stuck with in JavaScript. And that is that the plus can mean concatenate and it can mean add. So I've got the same problem that I had in JavaScript. Okay, and that is, again, the plus can mean add and the plus can mean concatenate. So in the first example that we did, it meant concatenate. Now I want it to mean add. And you know, in JavaScript, what do you have to do? You have to put parse float or parse integer or something. Here, I have to do something similar. I use cint. That means convert to integer. If I wanted to convert it to a decimal, I'd use cdec. And that converts it to a decimal. So at least you can say thank you because it's less to write. But essentially, cint converts it. And when I'm doing an add, I need to do that. For all the others, I don't have to. Okay? So for all the others, I don't have to. I can just do a subtract, I can just do a multiply, and I can just do a divide. Okay? Questions. Okay. So how did I make that happen? I go over to the form, and if I drag a button over here and just leave it as button one, and I double click on it, it comes up with the place to put the button one code. Okay. If I decide I don't want this, I should clean up after myself. So I highlight that and delete, and I go back to the form and highlight that and delete. Okay, because you want to clean up after yourself. What you don't want is a whole lot of extra added attractions in when you go to run subroutines that don't have anything in them. Subroutines that would do nothing. So you go and you clean up. Okay? So now I've got the ability to add, subtract, multiply, and divide. And what I've got down below is question one. So if I say, if I run this, and I put a 5 and a 6 in, and I do question one, it tells me they're different. Okay. And if I put a 5 and a 5 in and do question one, it tells me they're the same. Okay, so question one is an if statement. So what I'm asking here in my if statement is, I am asking, does first equal second? And if the answer is yes, I am putting out the word same. And if the answer is no, I'm putting out the word different. Yes.
You'll need to put the double equals in it?
No. No. That was a JavaScript special. Okay, we don't have to do that here. It can differentiate between a comparison equal and an assignment equal. And so I don't have to specify it in Visual Basic. It will try and figure that out. Okay. So, what I want you to do now, before I do much of anything else, is I want you to actually write another program, and we've got about 25 minutes, we'll see, and then I'll keep going. I want you to go in and take in a pay per hour and an hour's work and do a calculation, but I want you to include overtime. So, this is somewhat similar to what you did. I want you to take in, and this will be a new project, I want you to take in a name, a pay per hour, and overtime, not overtime, sorry, hours. Okay. And then I want you to ask an if statement. If hours is greater than 40. Okay, if hours is greater than 40, then we're going to calculate overtime. Okay, and otherwise, we are going to give just a regular pay. If you don't want to get into the if statement, just do a regular pay. And then you can try the if statement. Okay? It is probably best to convert hours to an integer before making the comparison, because things that come in on the form are not considered numeric. And so if you convert it to an integer, it probably will work if you don't, but if you convert it to an integer, you're safest. Okay. So just go ahead, take in those things, print out the pay per hour. And if you get regular pay per hour, then do the check. In other words, the first time you can just pay them hours times pay per hour. But then try adding an if statement as well. And see down here, I did the convert to integer. When I was doing some math down here, I did the convert to integer, which converts it over before I do work with it. And that is that things coming in off the form do not come in as pure numbers. So if I do a convert to integer, then I have a pure number. And if we have time, I will explain what I was doing on the one below, but I'd rather have you try something first. And then we'll look at the other things on this Thursday morning before the speaker comes in. I'm running out of batteries left and right here. Thank you. I'm missing a bunch of regulars tonight. Your friend being one of them.
Yeah. I think it might be like, because BlizzCon was this weekend, and COD came out.
Fallout 4 came out today, too.
So, yeah.
Haven't I ever told you the extent of my game playing is type A? Maybe solitaire?
What I'm guessing has happened is that a lot of people are staying home for Fallout.
I was like, oh, why is the Brown team left me today? All days.
Gee, we should check with game releases the next time.
I forgot completely about Fallout for some reason. I know they caught in BlizzCon. That's all I know.
I was so tempted to try and watch it.
I was just going to go before we bought it.
It will be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the next day.
But I reserved it, so it's like, why did I reserve it?
Yo, the hype train will run you over. That's why I don't pre-order.
Okay, guys, we're writing Visual Basic. Those of you enough who were faithful and brave enough to come in, get busy.
And what you'll find is that Visual Basic is far more helpful.
For example, and I should have mentioned this, if I came over here and on the subtract, I wrote text SEC instead of, I'm running still, get out of running mode, and then take out that, okay, look what it does automatically.
It says there is no text box called text SEC. And so it immediately underlines it for you and tells you that you have a problem. So it's very, very helpful in telling you where you've gone off. If you need help, put up your hand, because Carolyn and I are doing nothing. We're happy to help. Yep, and so you're going to write C, and the C is I-N-T, and then you're going to write text first, or whatever it's called, dot text.
It's the same process as
Same process as JavaScript. You're just using C-I-N-T instead of us, I-N-T. Yeah, it is bad to see back here, isn't it? You could change your seat.
That was a bad question.
Actually, I was a little
decide I was a Hulk this week.
Could go along
with it. Nah, I'm still probably going to be a good student. I frequently went without having done the reading, and so hiding in the middle row was a place to go.
Hey, it's good to know bad students like me can be good teachers.
See, I know all the ways to get out of work. Because I tried them all.
What's the C stand for?
Convert.
Oh,
or at least that's what I think it stands for.
I was thinking C++ on my console.
No, I call it convert to integer.
And C des is convert to decimal and that sort of thing.
I think this is probably a convert to float too, actually. There's a convert to character, convert to date, convert to double, which is the same as decimal, and convert to decimal. So if you just type the C, you'll see all of the different ways that you can do convert. Why isn't convert integer there? Oh well. You can see some of the different ways. Convert to double would convert it to a decimal as well. And it's funny because if I stop there, then it shows me convert integer. Sometimes it isn't quite as helpful as it might be.
Here, I have a dim work answer as integer. And so I have then therefore defined, and we'll look at that on Thursday, but that's how you can set up a variable. You can just say dim, give it a name, and tell it the type.
Questions?
It works.
Neat. start out simple and then do add the if statement and worry about overtime if you can.
Okay.
Your first homework assignment in Visual Basic is going to be to redo the first homework assignment in JavaScript. Okay, so I'm going to say, okay, now I want you to take that first assignment and do it in JavaScript so that you can basically compare the two languages and see how you would do it. So in JavaScript, in Visual Basic, you're not going to be putting up prompts. You're going to be putting text boxes on the form for them to enter things in. Okay, so you're going to put in, if you want to take in four things, you're going to put four text boxes on the form to take in those four things that you need, as opposed to four prompts. Okay? So I'll post that this weekend, I mean, not this weekend, tomorrow, but I'm telling you now that that's going to be your first assignment. So if you finish this, I'm going to give you time to work on this. So if you finish it, you can go start on problem one from the first JavaScript assignment, because that's what you're going to have to do. And this one you might hold on to because it might work for the fifth one. And you can add some stuff and then change it for the layout, at least as the start, but you need four text boxes.
So the nice thing is you don't have to draw flowcharts or anything because you've already done it. So when you pass in Visual Basic to me, you need to zip them up. So you need to take the folder. It creates a folder. If you go into, let's see, I put it on the G drive. So if I go into, I put it into my F drive, okay? If I go in there, what did I call it? My first. There it is, my first F15. So there's the folder, and it's got a load of stuff in it. So my first F15, there's the SLM, and there's a bunch of stuff inside here as well. So what you need to do is zip up each folder and send me the folder.
So you're going to send me 5 folders. Each one has to be zipped. Okay? Because I need all of the stuff that's embedded inside. You can't just send me the SLN. It won't run. I need to have the whole ball of wax. So you need to send me the whole thing. Yeah.
Where did you say that we download Visual Studio?
Express, you can go to Microsoft, and I don't know the address, but you can just look up free version of Visual Studio, etc. DreamSpark, the thing that you could use to do Access back in the beginning, also is a Microsoft. I'll let you do all Microsoft products, so you can actually download the full version of Visual Basic there.
Okay.
Okay.
Takes a long time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. It takes a very long time. Yeah. It takes a lot. That's why, I mean, if you don't have the room or the need for it, you might think about just downloading the Express version, because the Express version is a lot less space. Okay. And it works fine for what we're doing. If you're taking the full Visual Basic class at some point, then I'm going to suggest you download the full version. But I use the Express version at home because it's on the main computer I use, and my full version is someplace else. So I use the Express version. Hi. We're not quite done yet, folks. I don't care if you could do it quietly, but we got 5 more minutes of class, so on the whole, it's better to wait. Most days. Today, it doesn't matter because they're working on a lab. Okay.
It would have been better if you just stayed.
So anyway, that is what you have to do, is then zip this up and send it to me. And then I have the zip version, and I get to unzip it and run it. Okay? Has anybody got it working?
Yep.
And you had it working without checking for overtime, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter how you get it working. It's just a good idea to get something working and make sure you're comfortable doing it. Don't forget to save it when you are done. Save all is the way you save it. And that's the only save I think I ever use, is save all. Because I want to save all the parts. Because even if I just save the form or something, I'm not altogether sure that it hasn't affected other things. So I just do a save all.
you have not gotten work to me, you need to start getting it in. Because I'm going to have to calculate your grade. Okay. And if you haven't gotten work into me, it's getting to that point that you need to start doing it. So I need you to start